Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great International Tart Talking Podcast, is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, Castbox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her,
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about, here you go crunching ice and I eat. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch.
Eskimo, the coolest DJ in the world.
Rockstar.
Another bitch, why would you put a bum on it? Special Olympics, I'ma go dumb on it. No bike tricks, but I'ma stun on it. A nigga talk slick, I'ma get stunned on it. A phone call might get a big gun on it. Who was on it? Ain't a bitch in the game that'll do what I does on it. Be clear, cover Marie clear. $1 million show in India, she's there. My own drink, Moscato mix now. They seen freaks, so it's pasties on they tits now. Cuban linked up, cue the Brinks truck. If I was the nigga, I'd be getting my dicks up.
Diamonds on my wrist, diamonds on my wrist.
Ass chasing the jeweler, I'm cold.
Diamond on my wrist,
tips in the fold. Pussy fatter than most, they gotta send the M. If she leaving the coast, my bitch is rockin' gold. Yeah, we was born in the 80s, Chanel Versace house. At the Mirage out in Vegas, let's cute it.
DJ Esco.
All my trees, all my bitches in love with me. Rockstar like the life we need. Surrounded by a bunch of stars. My niggas rockin' gold, like we're still back in the 80s. I see my first M, and damn near went crazy. I went and bought a ghost, and tried to crash a Mercedes. I fucked this nigga up. I love them all the same. I'm tycoon status. I keep my hoes all in pocket. Got money in the attic, making $1 million deposits. See, I'm a fatty savage. I get paper on paper. 100 million carats. Might give a M on a favor. That's a real nigga. Bitch love a nigga like me. She ate that dog food. That bitch got worse than me. Hey, can you come for this money? Can you come for this dope? Can you check out these diamonds that's hanging all on my rope? I'm sophisticated. Bitch, you know
She's in love with me. Lifestyle like the life we lead. Surrounded by a bunch of stars.
Hey, it's your girl K Daniels, the season one winner of Dress My Tour, and I'm here on Talk with Turk.
Hello everyone, it's your boy Turk Bish here in the building. Once again, I want to thank all of you guys for such a successful season. Season 5 was such a great success. I know a lot of you guys are wondering, what does Turk Bish have going on next? We have a lot going on, so guess what? Season 6 will be in full video production. Yes, you heard me right. Season 6 of Talk with Turk will be in full video production, and we are so excited, and this is all because of you guys. I wanted to make sure that we elevate and take it to the next level for the next season. We only have a few more episodes, one or two more episodes in season 5, and season 6 will come out at the latter half of the year. There's still so many business deals that we have to complete and close at the same time, and I'm not going to talk about them as of yet. But if you stay tuned and just keep streaming and keep supporting, keep sharing, commenting, liking, subscribing, all of that good stuff, you will be able to know everything that I have going on, all the details in due time. Now, for all of those people who are out there wanting to start a podcast, well, guess what? I'm offering podcasting classes. So if you are wanting to start your own podcast and need to know the ins and outs of the podcasting industry, please don't hesitate to hit me up on any social media platform. You can also go to my Instagram bio and check out my email and send an email straight to my email and we can talk business. It's only going to be $120 for a 2-week session. So if you are wanting to start a new podcast, you can come right here. And speaking of new podcasts, I am piloting a new podcast with my lovely co-host Coco B. And we are going to provide you with nothing but quality. Do you hear me? I said quality. Okay? So make sure you stay tuned and do not miss out on all of the news that we have coming for in the upcoming year. Okay, you guys? I want to thank you guys so much. I love all of you guys, all 60 countries, 60 plus countries, excuse me, that have been supporting Talk with Turk over the years. This is going on 5 years now, 5 seasons. We're about to move into season 6. I am beyond grateful, and we are only building and continuing to get better and bigger, and I love every one of you. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply, talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me.
Hi everyone, this is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
You've been running the game. Said I'd be stuck on your mind. Baby, don't play. We love Saturday nights where they're making it rain. In the deep of the night, storm is coming my way. Still good to go. still early up, we're still good to go. Feeling right, I'm feeling right. From here tonight, from here tonight. Baby, hit me like lightning. Feel my body flowing into me. Got a feeling inside me. Light me up, you give me energy.
With nothing on underneath that, I cut her up like a chainsaw and lay that wood like a lumberjack. That grade A keep me coming back. She bout that action, then come to chat. When the lights go out, we go back to back. Sweating like we been running laps. We doing jumping jacks, we doing yoga. She exercise, she eat yoga. She read books and watch Oprah. I let her ride me, I'm her chauffeur. She wine fine, she classy. She rock designer clothes, drive foreign cars. My private movie star. She put on a show and we record it all. And ain't nobody gotta know our business. Tell them haters go mind they own. We stay shining on them. No rhinestones. We ride private jets and switch time zone. Your friends jealous, don't get it twisted. Ain't no secret, they in they feelings. But I bet they give up both kidneys if they can be in your position.
Hit me up, ready to roll. Still early up, still good to go. Feeling right, I'm feeling right. From here tonight, from here tonight. Baby, hit me like lightning. Feel my body flowing into play. Got a feeling inside.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey, it's Kay Daniels from Hulu's Dress My Tour, and I'm here live with Turk Bish and Coco B.
Half man, half dog, part two. Shout to Nicki Minaj, whatever.
She in that brand new Mercedes. Yeah. I'm the president, so that makes her my first lady. Yeah. And I keep her fresh, her shoe game is crazy. You knock her broad out for the dog, that's my baby. Uh-huh. Fresh manicure and her nails got rhinestones. Yeah. Coke bottle shape with a caramel skin tone. Damn. And she be loving when I'm blowing her back out. Uh-huh. Pulling on her hair, I'm trying not pull a track out. And just like birds do, you know I go down south. Woo. I do that thing with my tongue, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Hood with a little class, yeah. Real cute. With a lot of ass, make a nigga spend all his cash. Let's go.
Looking for the big bad wolf. I mean the bad bitch from the Big Apple. I mean I make it pop like Snap Crackle. Let's hit the chapel and go get a castle. Cause you know I'm the queen, but I let the king roam. Cause Indus going down like syndrome. You could be Fred, I'll be Wilma Flintstone. And fuck them other bitches, they could buy your ringtone. Cause you know I get wetter than a juice box. When I say who got the juice, I ain't talking about Tupac. Sex game call, I need a hoodie. I could give you something way better than them goodies.
My case, I
word.
My A-S-S. Deuces, hoops, and roofless.
my time from it. Yeah. And when a nigga in the mood, she can put it on me. Right. She in the kitchen like a D-boy, she puts it down. Yeah. She know my style, so she don't trip when other girls around. Nope. Niggas complain, cause at night we make a lot of noise. After sex, she makes me tacos like a baby boy. She love a nigga cause I make her feel comfortable. True. Me and you can have a family like the Huxtables. Look, can't lie, your back rubs make me feel good. Yep. That Bath and Body Works got you smelling real good. Damn. And if I ever got in trouble, she'll take the charge. Yep. Now that's real shit, see how much she love the dog. Yeah.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Turk Bish in the building, and I'm here with my lovely co-host Coco B.
Hello, hello, hello! I'm so happy to be back. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
It's been a while since we've recorded together.
This
you know,
torrent. I need to be able to sit down.
I know you've been very, very busy, and we know how that can go, you know, when we are doing business. And like I told you guys here on Talk with Turk, I've been very busy for you guys as well. I've been working, sending out proposals, requests, and all of that stuff. And guess what? We have a very, very special guest today in the building. I'm so excited for this person to be here. I watch so much reality TV, and one of my friends, Travion, the Needle Ninja, we all know who he is. He was on Dress My Tour on Hulu season one, and I decided to watch it, and I fell in love with another young, talented black woman that was on this show. And I just want to bring her on today, give her her flowers, because it's definitely deserving. There's only 7% of black designers in the U.S. out of all of the designers, and she's one of them, okay? And so I want to introduce season one's winner of Hulu's Dress My Tour, Kay Daniels.
Woo!
What's going on, Kay? How you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's good to have you here with us today. I'm so excited to have you here. You deserve all the congratulations in the world, girl. Like, you're the first black winner of Hulu's Dress My Tour.
And I don't want to be too forward, but I just want to say that I love that silver piece you had on for the finale.
Okay.
I need to see you, my measurements.
Okay.
Okay.
I have my people connect with your people.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Listen, let's get it all that popping. Okay. Okay. So listen, Kay, I want to know, who is Kay Daniels? Because we need to introduce you to the world. We've seen you on the television, and you know, television only gives us but so much. Who is Kay Daniels? Where did she come from? Like, give us that synopsis of your life.
Well, I am just a down-home country girl from Dallas, Texas, more specifically Pleasant Grove. And I was born in a single-family household by my mom, me and my sister. I do have a younger brother as well on my dad's side, but yeah, I'm the oldest. I grew up, it was always about business, okay?
Okay.
Whether it was from grades or sports, cheerleading, whatever, it was always about business. It was always about coming with the greatness, whatever I did, because my mom ain't played it.
Right.
So,
okay.
So, you know, I got into wanting to do fashion in like middle school,
mm-hmm.
but I wanted to be a stylist because I didn't know how to sew. And at the time, I thought you had to know how to sew to be a designer, which technically you don't.
Right.
But, once I got into high school, I went to a magnet school that actually ended up having a fashion marketing part of the school. So I joined that, and I got close to my fashion marketing teacher.
Right.
And she taught me how to sew, because come to find out, she was an actual designer that knew how to sew. So I spent time with her outside of school, got close to her. She taught me the basics. I took that and ran with it. The rest was history. So.
I love it. It's something about those teachers that take that extra mile with
you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
We all have that one teacher that we know.
Mm-hmm. That they don't get enough credit.
They don't.
They don't get enough credit. That's why I said, I don't care where I go or what I do. I'm going to make sure everybody know it was Miss Blackman that planted this seed. Because, no, give my sis her flowers.
Yeah, right. Give it for Miss Blackman. Y'all give it up.
Okay.
So we know that she helped plant that seed. So what led to becoming an official fashion designer? Like, what was your first big break within your career to know that this is what you're destined for?
To be honest, I didn't get my first quote-unquote big break until, I want to say like maybe 7-8 years into it.
Okay.
Like, I was building the whole time. You know, I was doing clients. I was learning myself, learning what I wanted to do, because I was going back and forth the whole time with what lane I wanted to stay in. Do you stay trendy because that's what everybody wants, or do you focus on what you want to do? And, you know, of course, with customer service, you're navigating, you know, negative feedback from clients and going through all of that stuff. So for 7-8 years, most of that was that. And I also kept quitting. So I'm like, you know what? Finna go get a job. Forget this. Fuck this. And so 2017 is when I officially decided I wasn't going to quit anymore. And then 2020 is when I got my first really big break as far as like celebrity wise. I actually made the gown for B. Simone when she announced that she was officially a millionaire on her 30th birthday.
I remember that dress.
I do too. Wow, that was you?
I made that gown. Yeah.
Wow. Listen, let's give you some bombs on that, because like, listen, we just don't know who's behind the scenes when we're watching these celebrities on the television, and you know, when we're listening to their music, we're always wondering the team behind them and what makes them these big artists. So I know that you have worked heavily with K. Michelle, for one, mm-hmm. who I love, love, love. I met her so
baby,
many times.
Love me some K. Michelle.
Listen,
okay?
I love K. Michelle. Like, I walked to her car after the meet and greet. She held my hand. Okay, that's how much I love her. She gave me a rose at the end of the night. I still have the picture on my Instagram. Like, so I love her so much. And I know that you've also worked with Janae. So how was those experiences?
So both complete sweethearts. I was telling someone recently, K. Michelle definitely has to be one of my favorite clients I have worked with. When I say the level of, I don't even know the word to use, but like, she has always treated me with the utmost respect. For one, she whatever I say is, hey, it's gonna cost this much, she gonna run the coin. I never get no backlash from the coin.
Okay.
Number one. Number two, she allows me to be creative. We don't really get that a lot,
right?
Because, you know, especially artists that's been in the game for a minute, they know what they want already. And it's like, look, I want this. Don't deviate. Give me this, you know. And she normally kind of has an idea of what she wants. But it's like, okay, you sketch something, you do something, and then just show me. And then let's see, you know. And that's what most of the Love Heart Tour was. Most of the stuff that I made for her during the Love Heart Tour, she had no idea what I made until she put it on her body. And it was like, oh, I like this. You know, and that was new for me, because I'm like, oh, this is fun. It's scary and fun at the same time, because we did have to pivot on some of them, because it was like, okay, like, I don't know about this one. I don't, you know, can we do this or that? So that was there, but she allowed me to be creative, and even to the point where she trusted me enough to even be in her home to help get some of this stuff done, you know, not putting me in a hotel, like, had me in her home to stay there and like, hey, do whatever you need to do. Let me know if you need anything. Like, I had never experienced that with any of my clients. So, love, love, love K. Michelle. And Janae, of course, always been the sweetheart. I haven't spoken to her personally. It's always her sending messages through the team to me.
Okay.
But she's always been nice. Always giving good feedback. So, love it.
I love that.
Loved her.
And Michelle gets very down to earth anyway.
She is. She's like that homegirl.
Literally, during our meet and greet with her, she literally just, she was like, I want everybody to just sit. Let's just sit and talk, have a conversation. You know, like, let's just chill. Let's relax. This is after the show. We done had a good time. Like, yeah. She asked us how we all are feeling. How is our mental? She actually cared, you know?
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Like, as a person, how we feel as her fans, we're like, no, girl, how do you feel mentally?
Okay. Like,
you know, but it goes to show that these people are real humans too, and they're genuine. Yeah. They have hearts of their own. So I love to see that, and I love to see that you're getting your big break with all of these artists, and that you, as a Black designer, are working with Black artists and celebrities. I love to see that more and more, because we don't realize the power that we have as Black people when we come together as a collective and work together.
Right.
We really are some powerful human beings, and that's why they want to erase us.
We can move a mountain or two.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now let's talk about being the winner of Dress My Tour. Girl, you got that 100K. It was 100K, right?
Okay.
You got that 100K, girl. Okay.
I got a question that everybody wanted to know.
Listen, go ahead.
What was the first thing on the to-do list with the 100K? What was at the top of the list?
Hey, my ring.
Okay. Listen, because we saw that you did have some issues from back home. And I love that you were very, that's what made me and my fiance, who loves you, by the way, fell in love with. Oh, he's going to love that. He's going to love it. But yeah, it was the transparency which made us fall in love with you. And we was like, we hope that she wins this money. And we want to see her win. Like, we really rooted for you watching the whole season. Like, so we are happy that you actually was able to fulfill your dreams and then pay off some bills and then some. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So how was that for you? Are you able to manage the money now that you have it?
Let me tell y'all something. The way my friends have been having to beg me, Kendra, just go get the earth fixed in your car. It's okay. You need it's okay. Just go. You can get a hotel for a day, girl. You can go do your stuff. Baby, because I'm scared. Okay. I don't want to spend nothing.
Listen, I know it. I know it.
Listen,
I know how it feels to have 100K in your pocket. It can go very, very quick, because it left very, very quick for me. So,
yeah.
Especially when you're young. Like, I was 18 when I got 100K.
Oh, baby.
So,
and see,
it was gone.
You can best believe it was gone.
That, and that's the thing with me. Like, I've had multiple times that I've been able to, thank God, get lump sums of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, it's not necessarily that I ever blow through it, so to speak, where I'm like shopping or anything like that. Like, right. I've always been the type of person that's taking risks, like business wise, and like trying to think of stuff to do, and then you look up and it's gone. It's like, dang,
where'd it go?
Or, yeah, and like 2021 was actually, so I got fired from my job in 2020, and so 2021 was the first year that I worked my business completely full time. And I found out in 2022, when I just looked back at my income for 2021, I actually had made six figures that year.
Right.
And I did not know it. And I'm like, wait a minute. So I had to go back through my bank statements and still trying to see, okay, where did all this, what happened last year, you know? But all of those instances have just taught me that, okay, you have to be a lot more cautious, and you have to be strategic with everything. Yeah. So like right now, that's my main focus until like I'm trying to navigate down exactly what I want to do. And then once I figure out exactly what I want to do, taking it as a guide and like, okay, God, show me which way you want me to go with this, where do I, you know. So until I get to that point, it's staying put.
I ain't got it.
Don't ask me for nothing. I ain't got nothing.
Listen, and it's a lot of stuff I want to do this year, and I was tempted to put on my social media, nobody asked me for nothing this year, because
for
I don't
nothing.
Have it. I ain't got it.
Yeah, we ain't got it.
Okay.
The first half of our tour is over, and we just did logistics for the first half, and we're working on the budget for the second half. And I was like, this is how much money we spent since February.
Right.
I'm telling you.
Jesus. It adds up because it's the little amounts that get you. Mm-hmm. You spend a little bit here, a little bit there,
exactly.
A little bit over there,
always.
A little bit around the corner. And when you add it up, you let spend.
It goes quick. It goes quick. Mm-hmm. You don't even realize it. You just
people feel like it's a lot. And it
sure ain't.
It looks especially like in today's time.
Okay.
Okay.
Things are changing so much. So
okay.
I love to hear that. Now let's talk about a little bit about Dress My Tour. Now I know that reality TV, it can take a toll on people when it comes to their emotions, their mental health, and just overall. So how was that for you? Now I did read a recent interview where you talked about that a little bit and how it took a toll on you emotionally. So how was that for you, and how did you overcome those obstacles?
When I tell you, that was the hardest thing I've ever had to do mentally and emotionally. Like, it was so hard because it gave me a new light to reality TV, because I'm like, dang, I didn't know that all of this comes into play. Because for one, you're completely leaving what you know. You're leaving your day to day. You're going to, so to speak, really this island by yourself. You know, none of your support system is around. You can't talk to your support system.
True.
You're around all of these new people that you don't know, mm-hmm. and some of them don't like you.
Okay.
And so you're having to navigate that. Then you're mic'd up 24/7. You got cameras multiple. They gonna get every angle 24/7. So don't think.
Okay.
Don't think you can't do nothing without being seen. You know, and then adding on the pressure of knowing that you having to work in this space under circumstances that's not normal for you. You on a time crunch. You're having to be creative off the fly, back to back with no breaks, and be judged for it by clients that you may not be too keen on their aesthetic.
Right.
And then trying to get this money because you know that back at home, baby, you ain't got nowhere to go.
Okay.
It's so much. And then on top of that, once you finally get out that bubble, which is why y'all saw me so emotional during that time, because it was a lot. Like, it all was hitting me at once each day, and I was just trying to make it through. And don't get me wrong, I'm definitely grateful for the experience, and I loved it. I really did. But it was an emotional hit for me.
Yeah.
And then once you leave that, it takes a while to get back to normalcy, because that becomes normal.
Yeah.
And so when you get out, it's like, oh, wait, ain't no mic on me. Oh, wait, there's no cameras here. Oh, wait, we're not getting up at. Oh. Like, it took us like maybe a month or two just to get back to normal again. And then after that, then it's like, okay, now I got to prepare for when it airs. What is people going to think?
Right.
How are people going to perceive me? So it's like a lot. It's a lot, but if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have been able to get through it. But I every day before set, I had me some scriptures wrote down in a journal, and I would bring it to set with me. I would read them to myself before we got started, and before the challenges started, I would always pray. Because I'm like, I don't know what I'm finna do, so Lord, just lead me and go from there. Because I didn't go out there to win.
Right.
I didn't know why God was bringing me out there. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't know what your goal is with this, so just help me day to day. And that's just how I made it through, because
okay. Well, guess what? God brought you to He brought you to that finish line, honey. And
before every tour show. Pray beforehand, before we let anybody in the doors. Our whole team is in the circle of praise. When we went to Miami, we prayed in the middle of the floor, and it wasn't even our event. There were like 30 people in there.
We stood
in the middle of their floor.
And that's what it's about.
And we had our prayer moment.
And look,
we're not going to miss a beat. And
we
won the distribution, and we left with that money.
Okay.
Okay.
See, listen.
Listen, testimonials. Won't he do it?
Okay. Okay. You bet.
While we were speaking about the actual show, what was the process like for you in the finale working with the material you had never used before, like leather? Because leather is not forgiving.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, y'all.
I don't want to take you back.
I was stressed. Because it's like, you right here. And it's like, Lord, I'm right here. And they giving me laptops.
Okay.
And you can't even sew through it, the hides, because they required us to use the hides. Like, you couldn't just use the faux leather.
It has so, to be authentic leather.
Yes, at least wow. a little bit of it. So that stuff, you cannot just sew through that stuff.
No.
So I was stressed, okay?
And then
it wasn't fitting to the body correctly too. So that was also another difficult thing.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like originally we only were supposed to make two outfits, right?
Right.
So the idea that I had was always gonna require an extra one. So when we only had two, I was already gonna be doing three. So when we came back the next day and they're like, actually, we need y'all to do three. Right. Now I done went from three to four. So I had to do four to complete the story that I was trying to tell. So that added even more stress.
Yeah. Then y'all had to do one surrounding the car, the SUV.
Yes,
the Lexus.
Yes, that was the extra they added. Yes.
See, so, now I know that you said that your collection represented being in a dark place in your childhood and the enemy trying to destroy you, but God gave you the light and restored everything. So I love that that's how you explained it, because what you're telling us now, it all aligns with what you said on the show.
And what we saw.
And what we saw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, so, I have so many, like, people don't even understand. Like, I'm a survivor of rape. I'm a survivor of, like y'all saw on the show, I've been near paralyzation. I've been through two back surgeries at a young age. My back is literally fused together. So, the doctor literally told me if I would have failed, I only had one more time to fail, it would have been a wrap, because my spine was literally scrubbing against each other. But I, for the longest, couldn't even work a job at all. So, I've withstood a lot, and it dwindled down my confidence in myself. Like, I always right. knew that God was with me, but I didn't know who I was. And then not only that, but being a dark skinned girl, because growing up I was told that dark skin was not pretty.
Yeah.
So for the longest I didn't think that I was pretty as well. And honestly, that wasn't something that came to me until I was well into my adulthood. So it's just a lot of different aspects of my life that I've always had to fight and survive.
Right.
So I really wanted to make sure to show that, because that wasn't even the story I originally was going to tell. I
right.
wanted to do like a black love type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I can make it passionate and yada, yada, yada. And then God stopped me that night. And he said, no, that's
exactly.
not what you're going to do.
You're
going to tell your story.
You've
been talking about this the whole season. Let's end it with it and let's show them who really got you here and,
okay.
and what's really going on.
Okay.
I said, all right, Lord.
Because there's so many things going on in my mind right now. Like, first and foremost, I'm going to say, like, you are beautiful.
Gorgeous.
You're gorgeous. Like, hands down.
Thank you.
Hands down gorgeous. Like, so I don't even think that should even be a question in your mind anymore, because you're gorgeous to me. And secondly,
thank you.
You're not a victim. You are a survivor, because I've also been through some of the same situations that you've been through, and I had to overcome. And I realized that I had to go through some things to get where I need to be and to be a testament to the same people that are going through the same things that I'm going through.
Yep.
So I love to see that you led with authenticity, because that's what we fell in love with about.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
UK, first and foremost. And then you're also doing it being a black designer, a black creative, and you're just all around talented. So
thank you.
I want to made that to be known to you today, first and foremost.
Thank you.
We're going to get
that right out of my mouth.
Period. Like,
you stole it right out of my mouth.
Okay.
I want to tell that little girl in here, you are gorgeous.
I had to tell her. Like, but I want to know about this collection, because you did say that it was hard to create a collection and you had never done something like that before. So how hard was overcoming that? And now that you know that you can create a collection, what's next?
So, yeah, because I've always been a one-of-one designer. I'm not the collection girl. I don't do collections. I don't want to do that. Right. So, when they're like, do a collection, I'm like, ew, okay. Let me figure this out. Especially with it being the last challenge, and then I'm going against somebody that this is what they do. Like,
right.
This is what you do. So, I'm like, okay, yeah, this is going to be a task. So, let me just figure out how to tell the story, because that's what I know I can do. So I just made the clothes match the story. But I know for right now, what I'm planning is doing more so like capsule type of thing, like a drop. Like, okay. I'm gonna have certain limited designs that'll have a certain limited quantity. It'll drop, you gotta grab it, and then you have to wait on the next drop, and that'll be completely different things. I think that'll be better for me than trying to like, oh, here's the fall collection, here's the spring collection, here's, like, that's not gonna work for me. That's not me. So I have to focus on a way to do it where it's me and go from there.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, I did have one other question for you. Go ahead.
Now, I know you have styled and dressed some of our favorite celebs, as we've discussed before, but from the season, what was like your mouth on the floor, I can't believe this is happening, judge to create for?
Had to be Toni Braxton.
Oh, baby, please. Toni Braxton.
I told her that. I said, it's going to be Toni Braxton, baby. Listen,
please,
do not play. Living legend.
You heard what I said. I said, they got Big Toni up here.
The living legend.
The living legend. I love her so much.
And she bowed to me. What I said, baby.
If y'all get up.
Get me off this flow. Okay?
Listen, that had to be a moment. It had to be a moment. I went to her after
when I went to her to like take a picture with her or whatever, I told her, I said, look, let me tell you something. I ain't gotta win nothing else in this show. I could go home today.
Right.
Competition is over. I won the Toni Braxton challenge. It is done.
Okay.
I don't care no more. Okay. But between her and Paula Abdul, I'm like, Paula Abdul is sitting in front of me. This is like
Paula Abdul, like the legendary dancer.
A performer. What?
Like, people don't realize that either. And sometimes they leave her out of the conversation. I'm like, you can't forget. Don't leave Paula Abdul out of the conversation, because
Paula
she taught
with the Janet.
Yes, like, she even helped choreograph some of the things Janet was doing. Like, they worked together. So like, Paula Abdul is that girl. Okay,
is that girl?
Don't get it twisted.
Okay, and still look good.
And still dancing.
Please.
Okay,
good.
Still dancing.
And she liked in my outfit too. So baby, I don't care about nothing else. None of y'all saying.
Period. And you should, because you won. Period.
100K. Okay.
Now, before we come to a close today, now I know that, you know, dealing with competition, you're going to always have people come after you, and you're going to always have people with their negative opinions and critiques. You saw some of that on the show, some of the confessionals, and you probably got a lot of hate outside of that on social media. So how do you combat that, and what do you want the people to know in regards to Kay Daniels and the brand?
So, as far as, you know, the negativity, at the end of the day, the way I look at it is, they talked about Jesus.
Okay.
So, I had to learn over time, just even being a business on social media, people are going to have something negative to say. It's just what that is. Everybody not going to like you, and that's fine. And a lot of the people that have stuff to say about you is dealing with their own stuff within their self, and that's why they don't like you. So, with that being said, I can't focus on that. I got to focus on who do like me and who is inspired and who do want to be a supporter. And so that's what I tried to focus on, because I saw some stuff and I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, that's how you feel.
All right, I ain't know that, but all right. But no, I want people, when they think of me, to just know that I'm somebody that is transparent about my journey. I want people to look at me and say, okay, she went through this, and this, but this is what happened after that. Okay, right. But then after that happened, she did go through this, But then this will happen after that. Mm-hmm. Because that's life.
It's life.
It's not a thing where after this, something else is going to happen after this. And it's going to be like, okay, how do I come back from this? And then they're going to see that. So that's right. Life. It's the ups and downs.
That's
and
true.
I'm always transparent about that so that people can see that, yeah, you're going to go through stuff. You're going to have valleys. But then
exactly.
As long as you keep God with you, it's going to go. Everything is in the seat.
Exactly.
Okay, it can't rain every day.
Exactly.
It can't be sunny every day.
And that's a word. That's a word. That's a word.
The word. In case they
the word
know.
Of the day. I want to thank you, Kay, for like coming on and just expressing who you are, letting the people know who you are, introducing yourself to the world, and
thank you.
Getting to talk a little bit about you winning season one of Dress My Tour.
Thank you, guys.
Of course. Now, so are you going to be actually dressing a tour? Like, is that how it's going to work? Or are you just going to focus on the brand in general now that you are the winner?
I'm trying to get on some old tours. I ain't going to lie to you. But we'll see who the Lord brings.
We're going to speak it into existence.
Okay.
Who would you like to work with? Go ahead and name them.
Sierra.
You're on tour now, honey.
Did the Westbrook tell your wife to report to the front?
Let's get it on and pop it. Let's manifest
right now. Come on, Marnie. Hit me up.
Okay. And they on tour right now, too?
They are.
Yes,
they are.
They are.
Listen.
Look, and we're going to keep talking about that silver dress from the finale. It would fit right on in there with some of the designs I've seen.
Exactly.
You're out of space, you know?
Yes.
Now, when I go on my meet and greets and stuff with these artists, I will recommend you when I go and speak to them. I'll definitely do that.
All right.
And
all
I might have to hit you up myself for my season 6. My video production starts next season. So I'm going to be on camera. So I might need to get in a gown or two or like, some pieces.
You need your wow moment. You need your wow moment.
Okay.
Listen, let me say, I enjoyed this Kiki today.
Me too. This was great. I enjoyed you, Kay. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Continue to shine and slay the way you've been doing. You are the winner now. There's nothing more else you have to prove to the world. You
know.
You competed, and it's proven. God got you there, and I'm so proud of you. I want to give you a flowers once again. Shout out to Kay Daniels, the season one winner of Hulu's Dress My Tour. I'm so glad to have her and my lovely co-host here today. We had a great time, and I told you guys that I was going to always hook you guys up with the latest tea. We're going to always talk about reality TV, entertainment news, celebrity gossip. When you got to stay locked here, we're going to get some music in between the segments so that you guys can continue to have a great listening experience today. I want you guys to not forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish, just talk with me.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers.
Hit Mac.
It ain't no Ralph, though.
Hey, what? Look at that fashion over gas and all these bitches. Hey, look how that Mario sit up nasty on them inches. Hey, big ol' booty, bet your nigga take a picture. Hey, diamond, yeah, book a flight, link up with you. What? Look at that fashion over gas and all these bitches. Hey, look how that Mario sit up nasty on them inches. Hey, big ol' booty, bet your nigga take a picture. Hey, diamond, yeah, book a flight, link up with you. Babies, I got issues. Babies. I got issues. Got your bitch behind a tent, head presidential. Ayy, fuck it up on your bitch, take it in the mission. Hey, don't know about you, but I'm about them Jimmy Choo's. Ayy, spice on my lose, and I like all my money blue. Ayy, ain't got no chill, you know, young Nasha act a fool. I don't need no deal to buy my shit, I pay my due. Look at that fashion over gas and all these bitches. Ayy, look how that Rari sit up nasty on them inches. Ayy, big ol' booty, bet your nigga take a picture. Ayy, diamond, yeah, book a flight, link up with you. What? Look at that fashion over gas and all these bitches. Ayy, look how that Rari sit up nasty on them inches. Ayy, big ol' booty, bet your nigga take a picture. Ayy, diamond, yeah, book a flight, link up with you. Diamond, yeah, book a flight, link up with you. Too exposed, camera splash, no more pictures. No, this ain't yours, no way.
No way.
But it's a snack, come on, wrap it up, them jeans. Hey, find it that you put it in. Feeling for we need a hit. Hey, you don't know the difference from this Gucci and this shit that she be in.
I'm dead.
What? Look at that fashion over gas and all these bitches. Hey, look how that Rari sit up nasty on them inches. Hey, big ol' booty, bet your nigga take a picture. Hey, diamond, yeah, book a flight, link up with you. What? Look at that fashion over gas and all these bitches. Ay, look how that Rari sit up nasty on them inches. Ay, big ol' booty, bet your nigga take a picture. Ay, diamond, yeah, Link up with
Turk.
It's K Daniels Live on Talk with Turk, and you can find me on Instagram and YouTube at K Daniels Designs, or you can find me on TikTok at The K Daniels.
Tunchi.
DatPiff.com World Premiere.
Barbie.
Gangsta Grizzly.
Been smoking gas, killing bitches, man, I feel just like a young star. Cover up my face like a ninja in this Alexander Wang scarf. I'ma drop a bag, they gon' pull up and then they gon' let them things off. I ain't switching up my hairstyle, but my niggas let it bang off. Percocets and Addies looking for a fuck I could give. All these hating bitches plotting why they can't let me live.
Sick, get a Z pack. Niggas don't mean my race when they say she black. I am the queen, I'm everything she lacks. Bitch, get on your kneecap. I don't mean C cap. I'll get you check, pussy. I'll get you a free pack. You bitches don't ball out, you'll get your QB sacked. I'm OBJ house, break records like ink owls. I've been that bitch since ice cream with the sprank owls. Tell them carry on, they gon' miss me when I'm gone.